Started? Oh, started already. Okay. So today is Daf Yudalad, Storm Pru Shlema, Shimon Shimon Peram, Mordechai Ben Maya, Avigal Bas Esther Malka, Avram Ben Caleb, Sorachai Bas Le Avigal, Bracha Tzipor Rachel, Bas Mayl Sima, and Schusfer Pru Shlema, Malka Esther Bas Tzipora. Okay. Fine. So I'm not sure where we're up to. Six lines from the bottom, maybe?
No, from the top. Six lines from the top.
Rabbi Chama. Okay, Rabbi Chama, again, talking about Moshe. Moshe's death. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, Af Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein Yodei, and Heichel Kavar. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself does not know where he was buried. Remember, I mentioned before that we didn't know where Moshe was buried. They went to look. Some saw him on top, some saw him on the bottom of the mountain. So, because the pasuk says, "Ksiv hacha," it says by when Moshe's burial, it says, "V'lo yada ish eskuraso." So, no man knew where he was buried. "V'ksiv hasam," it says a parak before, "V'zos habracha shebarach Moshe ish Elohim." So, Moshe is called an ish, and no ish, including Moshe, knew where Moshe was buried. "V'amar Rabbi Chama v'Rabbi Chanina mipnei ma nikbar Moshe etzel bal pa'or." Why was he buried near Baal Peor? Kidei lichaper al ma'aseh Peor. He's going to be a kapara. His burial there is a kapara for what Bnei Yisrael were sinned with the Benos Moab. So I guess Baal Peor would constantly go up to be mekatreg and kanalik Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was there to be the defense attorney. Okay. So now that the Gemara brought some marim from Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina regarding Kuros Moshe, they're going to bring a couple other memras in his name. But Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, this is one of the very crucial memra. My dechsev, what does it mean? The pasuk says in Devar and Perak Gimel, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. After, you know, the Lord, you should follow. B'chi Efshol LaAdam LaHalich Achar Hashchina. Is it actually physically, humanly possible for an individual to walk after the Shechina? Balot Far Nemar, the pasuk already says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochlahu. It's an all-consuming fire. How can you walk and it's in front of or behind him? You'll get burned up. Ella, rather, it comes to teach us, v'haleich achar midosah. You're supposed to follow the ways of Hashem. Follow the midos of Hashem. The characteristics of Hashem. V'haleich achar midosah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu malbisha arumim. Just like he clothes the naked, the pasuk in Bereisha says, v'yach Hashem el Adam uli ishto kasnos or v'yal bishem. He made for them these kasnos or, and he clothed them. So too, you should do chesed and make sure that people are provided with clothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick. Tiksev, the pasuk says, Vayera elav Hashem b'lonei mamrei. All right, the third day of Avram's mila, he was sick because of the mila, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him. Apatah biker cholim. So to you should be mevaker cholim. You should visit the sick. Kadosh Baruch Hu nicham aveilim. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and makes a shiva call, so to speak. You know, comes to visit the mourners, consoles the mourners. Diksev vayihi acharei mos Avraham, after the death of Avraham, vayivarech Elohim as Yitzchak bino. Right, and that we're learning over here that it is that the bracha was brichos adelim. Right, that's what Rashi says. Vayivarech Elohim as Yitzchak. Look at Rashi, second Rashi. Nichamo al aviv uberchol brichos adelim. That's what the bracha is, brichos adelim. So to you should console those in mourning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cover Mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with burial. Diksev vayikboro so bagai. He buried him in the guy. Apatah kvor Mesim. This is the concept of Matil Day. He's supposed to imitate the characteristics of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, you're supposed to do as well, I guess, on our level, from a human perspective. Okay, so now, the Gemara had mentioned that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Malbish Arumim when he made Adam and Chava Kasnos Or. So what is Kasnos Or? Is it Kasnos Or means something made out of ore, or something that covers the skin, something that's beneficial for the skin? The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Davar Haba Min Or. It's something that comes from the skin, which would be wool. The Chad Amar Davar Sha'or Nehenem Mimenu. Something that the or that the skin benefits from, so some nice feeling clothing, which would probably be linen. Okay, Darosh Rabbi Samloi, Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim V'Sofa Gemilas Chasadim. The beginning of the Torah teaches us the midah of Gemilas Chasadim, and the end teaches us the midah of Gemilas Chasadim. The Torah is bookended by Gemilas Chasadim. The beginning says Tchilas Mishchas Chasadim Dixiv. Vayas Hashem Lakim LaAdam LiYishto Kashnos Or VaYal Bishem. He made for them clothing so they wouldn't be uncomfortable. But so far, the end it teaches us Gemilas Chasadim Dixiv VaYikbor Oso Bagai. So the beginning and the end of the Torah is Gemilas Chasadim. Fine. Now we're going to give another memra from Rabbi Samloi. Mipnei ma nis'ava Moshe Rabbeinu likanes la'eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to be buried, want to enter Eretz Yisrael? What was the reason? V'chila echol mipirya hu tzarech? Does he need to eat from its fruit? Or lispol mituvu tzarech? Or he needs to satiate himself from all that Eretz Yisrael produces? Elekach ama Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harbe mitzvos nitzdavu Yisrael the amos kaimen elab eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvos. The mitzvos of Tulis Baris. There are many mitzvos that I can't do. I want to do all the mitzvos, so I want to go to Eretz Yisrael so I can do all the mitzvos. Right. So harbe mitzvos nitzdavu Yisrael the amos kaimen elab eretz Yisrael. Okay. So at kanes ani laaretz, let me enter the land. So that all of them will be done on by my hands. I mean, it's an interesting lashon. Why is he reflexive? I'm not sure why it's like that. It's an interesting lashon. So Amalo Akadosh Baruch Hu. So Akadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Klum atam mevakish el kai bel schar. What are you asking me to go to Eretz Yisrael so you can get the schar of the mitzvos? First of all, that's not what Moshe said. Right, Moshe said that he wants to do the mitzvah. He doesn't mention anything about the schar. At other times, the Rishonim also left. Don't we have a Mishnah in? Don't we have a Mishnah in Avos that says you're not supposed to eat an who wants to be mekabel pras? So I can't do what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. So it's okay. I'm not sure. So Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu kluma tamevakesh el mekabel schar. So don't worry. Mala ani alecha kiilu asisam. I'm going to give you the credit as if you did it anyway. I'll give you the credit as if you did it. And once you have the credit, you got the schar as well. Shenemar is a pasuk that the darshan is pasuk at the end of the parak now in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, Yeshaya parak nun gimel pasuk it beis, Lachain achalek lo barabim, the es atsumim yichalek shalal, I'll give to him like the in the many, like the, and like the great, from like similar to the great ones. He will partake in the booty. Tachas asher he'erol l'mavis nafsho, because he put himself, his life in danger, I guess. Ves poshim nimna, and he went after and he saved those who sinned. V'hu chet rabim nasa, and he carried the burden of the burden of the sin of the many. Ule poshim yavgia, and he also, I guess, he was pogeya. He attacked those who did wrong. So now tomorrow's in the darshan the pasuk. It's completely dealing with Moshe, discussing Moshe. Lachain achalek lo barabim, yachol. You would think, but achalek means a chalukah. He'll get an achal, get some sort of prize. He'll get reward. Yachol ka'achronim. You would think that he would get the schar only like the later people, the latter people who don't have such a great schar. Nevelo karishonim. So it's achalek lo. Where does it say rishonim? Right, but the pasuk says. Lachain achalek lo varabim. Okay, fine. Yachol ka'achronim v'lo ka'rishonim. Tamaloma esa atzumim yichalek shalal. He'll get the chalukah from the atzumim. Who the atzumim? Who the great ones? That's Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Shehin atzumim v'Torah v'mitzvos. That they were atzum in Torah and mitzvos. Because I guess they were all in Eretz Yisrael. That's where they had the mitzvos, I guess. Just like they had the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael, so Tovia has the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. And then it says, Tachas asher he'erol l'mavis nafsho. What does it mean that he was Moser Nefesh? Shemoser atzmo b'lemisa. Like by Chet Egel, I think he was Moser atzmo b'lemisa. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'im e'ayin l'cheinina. Erase me from the Sefer. I want no part of it. You kill them, you kill me. I want out. And then it says, Es poshim nimna. Shem nimna, I guess with the poshim, he's counted. Nimna means he's counted. Shem nimna im esay midbar. Right, he's counted along with the those who were killed in the midbar, because so too he was killed in the midbar. V'hu chet rabim nasa, what's that? That he carried the burden. Shekiper al ma'aseh egel, because of him, he received kapara or forgiveness regarding the ma'aseh egel. Ule poshkia, I guess here Yafkia means to daven. Right? Shebikesh rachamim. He asked for pity. Aposhe Yisrael. Sheyichazru b'tshua. And he's proving that the lashon of Yafkia is praying. The ain't pigia el tefila. Shneamar. The pasuk in Yahu says, "Vata al tispalel ba'ad amazeh." Do not pray on behalf of this nation. Al tisab ba'adam rino tefila. Va'al tifkabi. So pigia is talking in the pot lashon of tefila. So there is Moshe Rabbeinu also davened on behalf of the poshim. Okay. So we had just spent some time with the Agadah that sort of interrupted the process of the Sota. The Mishnayos were going through the process of the Sota, Kinoi, Stira, bringing her to the Beis Din in her town, bringing her to the Beis Din Yerushalayim, bringing her up to the Kohen, you know, jostling her around and, you know, uncovering her hair. So now we're going to continue. One of the things that that she has to bring is a Korban Mincha. So now we're going to discuss the Gemara and go a little bit into discussing the menachos, but that's where we're up to now. How Yah, the husband, would mevi es minchasa, would bring her carbon mincha, because one of the carbon that she has to bring is the minchasota, which is made out of barley, as opposed to all the other menachos, which are made out of wheat. So we'll discuss that as well. Mevi es minchasa, besoch kfifa mitzris, into this basket made out of mitzris, so some say the mitzris, like we said before, we had the chevel and mitzri. This is before. Well, according to the Mishnayos, we're going in order. So this is afterwards, and he's bringing it. So according to the Mishnayos, did she drink so far in our Mishnayos?
Yes.
Right, so according to our Mishnah, it's coming afterwards.
Well, how come she's doing that? She was doing the whole process until then.
The process was being done to her, I think, is a better way to. So here the mincha is being brought.
Now the husband, they bring the
right. Right, so let's read a line. Vinosna al yadeha, and puts it into her hands. She's the ones who has to hold it. Kidei liyaga, in order to tire her out. They want to tire her out so that she'll just, you know, it's like sitting in the interrogation room. Hopefully, eventually she will admit. She'll give in. And she'll admit. It doesn't have to be before. We'll see. It doesn't have to be before. We will see. Okay. So the Tosas points out. Trust me. The husband puts it into her hands. So Tosos points out here something interesting. He says, Tosos points out, Ein Seder HaMishnah V'Seder HaParsha Mukhuvanim. The order of the Mishnayos is not the same order as what's brought down in the Parsha in the Torah. Sharei Kach Seder HaParsha. This is the order in the Torah. Kinola V'Nistera Mala Isha Mevi Es HaMinchasa HaKoi Mevi Pilei Shacheres V'Nosel Chatzilu Maim. Right? And then Mami De Isha B'Shar Nikonor. According to the Psukim, this comes first, but that's not how we have it now. So that's the whole order of the. It's the whole order in the psukim. Our order is not like that in the Mishnayos. And Tosfos says, "The lo yadanu lama shino hatano haseder." I don't know why the Mishnayos changed the order that's in the psukim. And number two, I don't even know if I'm Seder HaTana, Dafko, Seder Parsha. I don't know which one's the right order, Tosa says. Which one's the correct way? So where do you go to look to see what the order is? Who actually paskins the halacha when it comes to these things? You look at the Rambam, because a third order. Doesn't help you out.
Why should we go to the Torah?
Right, well, which Torah? The Torah includes Mishnayos. So which one is order? Which one is the correct order?
Rambam
gives a different order. Totally different order.
Different order?
Correct. The Mishnah Melech asks.
Not
Nishtah here, Nishtah there. That doesn't give the order of the Psukim, doesn't give the order of the Mishnayos. The Mishnah Melech asks, where's it getting from? It doesn't help you out. So we don't know which is the right order. Okay, but we're going to go, whatever, we go according to the Mishnah. What?
That's how we
pass it. That's how the Rambam passes.
Right.
I don't know, I mean, are there any other poskim really that deal with this type of stuff? I don't know if there is. So, Kol HaMenachos, all Korban HaMinchos. Right, Techilasa, right, so we didn't mention what the Kfifa HaMitris is. So Rashi mentioned that kfifa hamitris is shot a sal a basket shall nitzrei dekel something some part of the palm tree zerodim shegedilim savil ledekel. It's a wicker basket from the palm. Okay, others say that we had the chevel mitri also, which that came from a tribe that item actually came from Egypt. So kol haminachos, all the menachos tchilason v'sofa miklishares. It's supposed to originally be brought to the Beis HaMikdash in a Kli Sharis, in a holy vessel, and they end up in a Kli Sharis, right? Sofan B'Kli Sharis, Sofan B'Kli Sharis, sorry, Tchilasim B'Kli Sharis, v'sofam klisharis. But zeo the mincha sota. The Mishnah is going to bring some distinctions between the regular Mishnah minachas and the sota. The mincha sota v'zo tchilasa b'kfifa v'mitzris. It's brought in this kfifa hamitzris, which is not a klisharis. V'sofam b'klisharis. But in the end means prior to the kmitza, it comes into a klisharis. Remember the four avodas by a korah mincha. There's the kmitza, right, and then there's putting it into the pan, then walking it to the mizbeach and touching it to the corner of the mizbeach, and then burning the kohenites on the mizbeach as well. So kvifa, which corresponds, and Rashi mentioned that previously, corresponds to the four avodos by a behema. Kmitza is shchita, then there's putting it into the pan is the same thing as kabbalas dam, halachos halacha, and burning it is burning it. Okay, so tchilasa b'kvifa mitzvah, so sofu klisharis. Now, kol ha-menachos, all other menachos, tu'uno shem v'levona. They require oil and frankincense. V'zo, this mincha sota, ain't a tu'uno lo shem v'levona. Doesn't get either of them. Doesn't get shemen, doesn't get levona. Another chilek, kol ha-menachos, bo'os menachitin. All other menachos, save for one, come from the chitin. V'zo, but the mincha sota, ba min ha-sa'orim, comes from barley. Now, the other one that comes from barley is the mincha sa'omer. That's brought on the second day of Pesach, the Minchas Omer, right? Minchas Omer al pisha ba min ha-sa'orim. Yeah, it does come from the sa'orim, but it comes from fine flour, fine sa'orim, right? He haisa ba'a gerish, or geres, which is fine. Right? Pasuk says, ba'a geres, diksiv geres karmel takriv es minchas bikurecha, u'besech, mesech zonachas arminam b'minchas ha-omer kas b'dara. Geres, Rashi says, b'sa'orim muvchar, choice sa'orim, I guess it's sifted 13 times. It comes fine, like flour, fine flour, like it's fine flour. But the hours, the v'zo, the mincha sota, ba'a kemach. I guess it's coming as the with everything mixed together. Rashi's kemach, a kol mu'ur of kamosha nitchan. You don't sift it out. It's everything that's in there with all the psolos, everything that's in there from when it was from the granary. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, why? His wives are coming from the barley. Kishem shema asea matza behema. Just like her action was the action of an animal, because she was mafkira herself to be with somebody who wasn't her husband. Just like an animal also that doesn't necessarily have fidelity. Kach karbano maichal behema. So too her karbon is a maichal behema. So two questions that the Mefarshim asked is, number one, we're not sure that she did a maichal behema. It's only possible that she did a maichal behema. So why are you saying for certain? Why are you saying, yeah, she's already being convicted? Maybe she's convicted in the court of public opinion. But why she's already being convicted that you have to bring the karbon as a okay. Number two is that if the whole thing of the karbon of bringing so'or is because of a ma'isa behema, so why is the minchas omer brought with barley? What ma'isa behema do we have there? So I sort of answered the second question. I saw is that. When do we bring the minchas omer? You bring the minchas omer on the second day of Pesach. So we have 49 days till we have to purify ourselves until it comes time to kabbalah satorah. So at that moment in time, we haven't reached a certain madriga yet. So you bring the ma'aser behema first, and you spend 49 days purifying yourself in order to get to the ma'aser behema, and then you bring the minchas bikurim, you bring all the other minchas from Shavuos, where we're on a much higher level, where we refined ourselves from the minchas omer, from the barley to the wheat. But I didn't see an answer, and I'm not about you, maybe it's not a good question. I didn't see the answer as to why she's considered a ma'aser behema. If she's the idea of a suffix of the sota is that she's masufuk as to whether or not we did that.
Maybe she's accused of being
right. So the accusation itself.
Maybe the accusation is enough to make.
Clearly, that's the answer. Just.
Well, it's not a good accusation. She did certain things on
sota. Right, but she did.
But it's not a bond.
So maybe that's what it is. But maybe that she was mocking herself because she did do steam. She was so sir. Right, because she was so sir. Right, you have to remember that. Well, this is not a woman who's completely innocent.
Right.
She was so sir with an individual. A, she was. B, after being warned not to. Okay, I hear. Okay, good.
What does this carbon do? Is it machaper her? I don't understand.
What does any carbon do? Carbon is a chiyuv in the. It's a chiyuv in the Torah to bring a carbon.
But it's.
Wait, the shlom is mechaper you?
Wait,
the shlom?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's an obligation. What does it do for the? What is
it?
What was it told to do?
If it's a kapara, then she's guilty. And
no. What about after
a
woman gives birth? She bring a korban. That's how I choose you.
That's a kapara. There's plenty of korbanos that are brought. The kapara is brought.
No. I cannot, because that's a gift. She gives a gift.
No, it's a korban chatos when she gives birth. Well, she brings a chatas when she gives birth.
Well, that's because she cursed her husband.
That's one shita, not all shitas.
Which side?
Okay, so now we're going to narrow the question down. We're going to narrow the question down.
Which side
does
she curse her?
No, that's kapara. I can understand. That means already she's guilty.
Okay, so it's a kapara. The Torah says she has to bring a karban. She has to bring a karban.
It's not a chatas.
What?
Stay away from that
answer. Tanya. The Gemara says, what's the reason why she has to hold it? Right? Why is she hold? Why are we trying? Right, the Mishnah said that she has to hold it kideli yaga, which is a way to tire her out. So Tanya, Abba Chanin Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. I'm not sure what the girsa is. Rashi has the girsa of Kolkach Lama. I'm not sure what it's supposed to be in here. We have it in parentheses. The Kolkach Lama kideli yaga kideshe tachzerba. We want her to tie her out so that she'll admit it, that she was nitmeis, and by the fact that she admits, right, Rashi says, okay. We want her to admit that she did the Aveira, right? She did the Aveira, did the mice, and I guess therefore she wouldn't have to drink and wouldn't check and she wouldn't have this vile death. Right? She in kacha chasatoral over ritzono. Just point out that the Torah is so concerned about that someone who violates the halacha, someone who violates the rules, and like this woman did, she did violate, maybe she'll admit it, but we don't want her dying this crazy death. People who actually do Ritzon Hashem, Hashem doesn't want them to have terrible things happen to them.
When she admits it,
would
she be
kind of
curious?
No.
No, there's no
agent. But if she admits to what happened,
get without a ksuva.
Yeah. But it's not a misa mishuna. Yeah. Even if that's true, I don't know. First of all, I don't know whether it's true or not, but likely that's true. Every time they don't get an onesh.
But
they're worried about. We don't want her. Rashi said we don't want her. We don't want her to have the border checker because then it has this terrible effect on her. Well, no, that's not. We'll get to that. So, umimai, Gemara says, umimai mishum chasahu. How do we know the reason why we don't want her to drink is in order? It's because we don't want her to have this terrible death. Dilma, what? Dilma ki heichi dilo timachek megila. Maybe we don't. What reason why we don't want to do it? We don't care whether the way she dies. We don't want Shem Hashem to be erased for no reason. So let her admit it, and we can try to avoid erasing Shem Hashem. So kasavar, this brisa must hold kasavar. Mashke, this price holds a first you drink, she drinks it. The achar kach machriv has been kasa. Again, remember, the Torah says we're not sure about the order. So there's a machlokas, and when she drinks, does she drink before bring the mincha, or does she drink after bringing the mincha? So this man, the armor is going to hold that she drinks prior to bringing the korban mincha. So the korban. So the korban. So she's still holding the mincha. She drinks, and maybe she'll admit afterwards. But see, from this man, the armor, that even after she drinks. If she doesn't bring the korban mincha, the water won't have that effect on her belly. That the mincha is sort of the fuse for that to come in. That's because otherwise she drank. You don't have to say she drank it already. Her stomach's already going to blow up. This mishita's holding. She's holding that. She may have drunk it already. That's a word. She may have drunk the. She may have drunk the water already, but it doesn't impact her until she brings the korban. Now maybe the purpose of the korban is the switch to turn on the water. It turns on the faucet. So mashke ve'achar kach makriv es minchasam to imishum megillah. Because if it's because we're worried about erasing it, ha imchakalei. It's already erased. It's already erased. But we, according to the shita, we still want her to admit after she drank before the korban mincha to sidestep the impact. So correct. So that's why that's proof that the reason we're forcing her to hold the korban in her hand to tire her out is because we're chas on her. We don't want her. We're not chas on Shem Hashem, because Shem Hashem is already erased. Tosas asked an interesting question, but didn't we say before that after she drinks it, we write the Gemara on Daf Zion said after she already drinks it, we change our pressure. First we pressure her not to drink. First we pressure her to, right? And then after she brings it, then after the Megillah is erased, ma'ayim in aleh shetishteh. We want her to drink, right. And here we're saying after the word, even after it's erased, we still get her not to drink. So Tosfos says it must be machlokas between the brayt. This doesn't hold like that brayt. It's interesting. Those two memoras don't line up.
Two different ways of thinking of how you want it.
Correct. Correct. They look at the type Rashi. It says, "Ve'achar kach machrev minchasa uplukta hi beperik hayonotel." Machlokas, I think it's in 4 or 5 days. Umiu kolzman shelo kavra minchasa. So long as that the mincha wasn't brought, ain't a nivdekas. Rashi says clear as day. It's not going to check according to Zman Damar. Diksiv maskeres avon ve'afu shesasa. Even though after she drank the water, we still put the basket with the heavy mincha in her hand in order to tire out that she would admit. It's because b'chatz on her. Yoni, this is what you were saying. It's already erased. Okay. The Mishnah then continues and mentioned the distinctions between Karbonos mincha and the mincha sota. The first thing that they mentioned was that the regular Karbon mincha, it's brought to the klisharis. And it ends up in the klisharis. So now the Gemara is going to bring a pretty relatively long brisa that, or it's a brisa, it's from the Tosefta. Tosefta is a brisa, but it's from the Tosefta, which is to bring the order of the Akravos HaMenachos. And there, it's going to be pretty clear that the Mincha is not brought to the Beis HaMikdash in the klisharis. And then the question would be, Yair Mishel just said that it begins with the klisharis. But this brisa is going to say it doesn't begin with the klisharis, so we have to answer that out. So Uriminu, we're going to ask a contradiction. Say der menachos ketzad. What is the order of bringing a korban mincha? So adam mevi mincha mitok peso. Someone brings the korban mincha, which is this fine flour, be kalatos in his baskets, shal kesev shal zav in his silver or gold baskets. Then when he gets to the base of Migdash, v'noslan so klisharis, and he puts it into a klisharis. You see, it's not coming into klisharis; it's being put into a klisharis. Umikatsha be klisharis, and by putting it into the klisharis, that is where he makes it kodesh. V'nosen aleh shimna, and then the Baal adds the oil. Uli v'nosa, and he adds the frankincense. You add the oil into the frankincense, right? You add a lo shem and zayis for every isoron of solis, and you put in the akomets of levona. Umolicha etzel akohen, and then you bring it to the kohen. See, from here going forward, we're dealing with the kohen. The kohen molicha etzel mizbeach. The kohen walks it to the mizbeach. Umagisha, and he brings it, and he has it touch the mizbeach. The kli touches the mizbeach. Bekeren Jeromis Maravis. In the southwest, they bought it. The base of Midrash was a very had everything.
So he bought it there.
Of course. Yeah. We there. That's our business. We got it. Okay. The reading. Okay. All right. At the big board. The app. Okay.
You walk inside, you get the coins. Yeah, no,
everything's there. Everything. Bitcoin now. They supposed to use Bitcoin. All right.
They will.
He brings it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, Kenega Chuda Shel Keren, like where the, right by the corner. Vidayo, and that's enough. I say, what's enough? I want to say, it's enough that you touch the kli. The flower itself doesn't have to touch the kli, is enough. And then you sort of push over the frankincense that's now in the basket. You move it over to one side because you want to be very careful that when you do the kmitza, that the kmitza is done solely from the flour and it doesn't have anything else in it, right? The komates mimakom shin nisrava shamna, and you take the komates from the place that has has most of the oil there. The nosno, then you take the komates itself, the tokli sharis. The komets itself, you put into another klisharis, umikacho beklisharis, and the komets becomes kadosh in that klisharis, umilakes es levonasa, and then you gather the levona that's still in the first kli, right? The first kli, vinosna al gabav, and then you put it onto the komets. Again, I have the girsi here. We have the girsi, umala os legav mizbeach, you bring it up to the mizbeach. I think Gilion on the side took it out, I don't know why. Umala os legav mizbeach. And you bring it up, the komates, with levona in it, to the mizbeach, in order to burn it on the mizbeach. Umolcho, when you get to the top of the mizbeach, you salt it. And then you burn it. Then, karav hakomates, the Tosefta continues, karav hakomates, once the komates is burnt, shiarea, the leftovers of the mincha, the stuff that's left over in the kli, ne'echolin, it's eaten by the kohen. They can mix up anything they want. They can put in oil, wine, honey, in order to sweeten the taste. The ain asurim elam in the chametz. Only thing that's asur is you can't make it chametz. Right? There's only two karbonos that come chametz. The time of the last mitodah, and on Shuas. I think the mincha is it can also be chametz. Ketani miha, but. Sorry?
I guess oil is
machmetz. And water is also machmetz, but as long as you do it in a way that doesn't become chametz, you can do it as well. You just can't let, you have to make sure, prepare it, that it doesn't become chametz. But yeah, these things must make chametz. Katani miya, nevertheless, we have said, never. So on Kapanim, it said, klatos shel kesef uvla klatos shel zahav, that they would bring it in these silver and gold baskets, which were not klisharis. They brought them from their house in these silver and gold baskets. So, what are you telling me that it's chilasul miklisharis? It's not chilasul miklisharis. At the beginning, it's not in the klisharis. So, Amar Papa, Ema, be kelim haruyin miklisharis. It has to be brought by kelim, which could be klisharis. I mean, they're chashuv enough to be klisharis if you wanted to make them in klisharis. Obviously, the mitzri basket is not, but klikas and klizav are. The Gemara says, miklal, we can infer from you, the kfifa mitzris lochazia, that this kfifa mitzris is not roi, cannot be a klisharis, cannot be a holy vessel. So come on, according to whose shita is the kfifa mitzris not a klisharis, and therefore according to who shita is our Mishnah, delo k'Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda. It's not in accordance with Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, because you'll see that Rebbe is the one who passels, who said that a kli eitz cannot be a klisharis, but the kufi of mitzvah said a kli eitz is coming from the branches of the dekel, so that's a kli eitz. That's Rebbe who says that you cannot be used, but not like Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, we have a brayse that says klisharis shel asan shel eitz. If you try to make a klisharis from eitz, from the wood, Rabbi posel, Rabbi says it's no good. Rabbi Yosef says it is good. So according to whose shita is our Mishnah, that the kfifa mitzvahs cannot be a klisharis, must be according to the Rabbi. Cannot be going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, maybe it is going according to Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda. I feel tame Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. How's that possible? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says a klisharis is good, it's kosher for klisharis. We could say that when Amar da Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, when did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say that a klisharis that's made from wood and from bark is kosher? That's big chashuvin. That's a kli, that when a chashuv creates, because it's made in, I don't know what it, where the line is between when something comes a kli eitz chashuv, when it's not. But clearly here, but chusin, but a kfifa mitzris, which is made for, that's what I'm saying, it's from the zradim, it's from the leftover, you know, puzzle pieces, right? Puzzle pieces. Mi amar, maybe he doesn't hold, maybe in that case he agrees that it doesn't become a kli sharis, right? Mi amar lesle. Oh, no, Mi Amar. Who says? Maybe he agrees in that case. The less lay the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, maybe they do not hold the din. Hakriveyu na lifecha secha. He must hold that. He must. Maybe he doesn't hold that the pasuk is a pasuk in Melache. It says Hakriveyu na lifecha secha. What does Rashi say there? I hope he says something. Right, Rashi says, "Sefer Dekra Hayyutzicha Ohisa Panecha." And the idea over there is that the Navi is giving Musar to Bnei Yisrael, that it, and they're saying, "Why are you bringing these non-important things to the?" I think it means to Hashem, right? That you're not going to bring it to Hashem these davar maguna. So therefore, you what? Go ahead. Bring something that's better than wicker. Bar something. Don't bring wicker, yeah. Right? So the Gemara says, so therefore you see it's not going to be good in something that's Maguna, so you clear that, so therefore what? It's clear that our Mishnah is like Rav Papa, that all the Minchos, the Tchilason, they're brought in Klisharis, means something that's Roi to come in Klisharis. But in Mincha Sota, it comes into this wicker basket, which itself is not even Roi to come in Klisharis. That's the difference. Okay. Now the Gemara continues.
Is this only this type of Mincha? Or
all Minchos have to come except for the Mincha Sota. The mincha sota comes in the wicker basket. V'nosna l'klisharis. And then when it's brought in, all the menachos are brought in these kalim, these gold or silver kalim, and it's put into a klisharis, umikachav klisharis, and it becomes holy in the klisharis. So shamas mina klisharis ein mikachin el medas. It seems to be that you have to make it holy in the klisharis. You have to have in mind that it becomes holy, which seems to indicate that the klisharis itself does not accomplish the job. Just putting it into the Kedushah itself doesn't create the Kedushah. You have to have Das to make it holy. Shamas minah, Kedushah is Ema Kachem Elami Das. So Ema, so that, which is a problem, because that's a Machlokas. It's a machlokas amorayim where later on, or in sukkah. It's a machlokas later on. That's right. Rashi says shanosem behen soros yitnenu l'shem kach. V'im toma harei mincha kedusha v'omedes shekdisha bepeh. That's the only thing. Okay, the ema. So let's say the nosen of the klisharis likadsha beklisharis. Put it in the klisharis in order that it becomes holy in the klisharis. So you can read it as saying that it becomes holy automatic. You can read it as saying as you have to make it holy and put it in the klisharis, and therefore it can go according to both shitas.
What do you have to do to make it
holy? I have in mind that this becomes holy. How do you make a behema holy? You have to have in mind to set aside. This is now kaddish. This now has.
It's
that's what he said. Ema, right? Ema. Right, so he's smoking source aim to catch him elam das. You have to have das. Okay, the nosin alea shamna vulvonasa. You put inside of it oil and frankincense. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the yatzik alea shemen. You mix with it shemen. The nosin alea levona. Put on top upon it levona pasuk. Umolicha etzel kohen. And from this point on, you have the kohen now. The kohen, you give it to the kohen. The kohen walks it to the mizbeach to the avoda. Midiksev, because the pasuk says after you put the oil in, the pasuk says. The Hevia El B'nei Aharon, you give it to the sons of Aharon, and they continue going on the process. The Kohen Molicha Eitz El Mizbeach, and the Kohen walks it to the Mizbeach. How do we know that? The Pasuk says, the Higisha, I think it's El Mizbeach, is the, right, the Lashon of the Pasuk is not Eitzel, it's El. The Higisha El Mizbeach. So then, the Brisa continued, Megisha B'Keren Dromis Ma'aravis K'neged Chuda Shel Keren V'dayo. You bring it to the southwest corner, next to the what is the chuda shel keren? The line?
He calls it the altar's horn.
Right, next to that is the corners of the horn. Okay, vidayon, that's enough. So minalon, how do we know that has to be brought to the southwest corner? So the Gemara explains, diksiv, the pasuk says, vizos toras ha-mincha. This is what's supposed to do with the mincha. Ha-krevo sub ne aron lifnei Hashem. You have to do it lifnei Hashem. Where's lifnei Hashem? Lifnei Hashem is Pesach of the Olamoi. Where's that? That's facing the west. Because the opening is in the west. Ve'el p'nei ha-mizbeach. But it also has to be the face of the Mizbeach. Where's the face of the Mizbeach? That's where the ramp is. That's on the south. So it's, which one is it? West or south? B'tanya lifnei Hashem. It says lifnei Hashem yochol b'ma'arav. You would think it should be in the west. Tamid lomer el p'nei ha-Mizbeach. It should be the face of the Mizbeach, which would be the south. V'i el p'nei ha-Mizbeach. If we just said p'nei ha-Mizbeach, yochol b'darom. You would think it would be in the south. Tamid lomer lifnei Hashem, which is in the west. So Haketz said, what do you do? Megisha b'keren d'rom ma'aravis. You have to bring it on the southwest corner, which sort of faces, still has it, according to this sheet, at least it faces the west, still facing Pesach Olamoi, but it's also on the south side, which is Lifnei Hashem, Megisha b'keren d'rom ma'aravis, k'neged chuda shel keren. I guess by that, by the horn. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Omer, so that there was a machlokas in Yoma and I think in Zvachim as well. I'm sure Arshkel has a picture somewhere there where the Mizbeach is situated in the Azara. Is the Mizbeach situated like in the middle of the Azara, and therefore the entire western Mizbeach is 32 amos. The entire western face, there you go, I can't see it, but the entire western face is, it's okay, I got, entire, thank you. The entire western face of the Mizbeach is facing the opening, or is the Mizbeach sort of halfway between north and south in the Azara, and therefore the southern part of the Mizbeach would then be midway into the facing the opening to the Olamoid. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, it says right, it says Lifnei Hashem and Pnei Mizbeach Yochol Yigishena B'Marava Shokeren Ol Droma Shokeren. Maybe we should bring it to the west or to the south. Amarta, we say Kol Makom Shatamotzi Shnei Mikros. Any time that you have two Psukim, Echa Mekayim Asma Mekayim Dibri Chaveru. If you explain it in one way, it will be Mekayim. You will satisfy both sides. The Echa Mekayim Atzma Vata Chaveru, and if you do one way, it will be Mavata the other way. So obviously, Menichen Eshe Mekayim Atzma Mavata Debe Chaveru, Mavata Chaveru, V'tosin Eshe Mekayim Atzma V'Mekayim Chaveru. You take the one that you can satisfy both conditions. So Kisha'ata Omer, so it says here, Lifnei Hashem, it's B'ma'arav. Lifnei Hashem means on the west. B'talta El Pnei HaMizbeach. There, you will exclude Pnei HaMizbeach. So according to Rabbi Lezer, which I'm sure is the next picture in the art scroll, according to Rabbi Lezer, the Mizbeach is not all the way in the south. The Mizbeach is halfway, it's in the midpoint. So therefore, if you're on the southern side of the Mizbeach, you will not be connected to Pesach. So if you put something there, it will not be Lifnei Hashem. But the picture probably has it, that southern wall does not, that southern face of the Mizbeach will not face the opening of the Olam HaMoed. But kishata omer l'pnei Hashem b'marav b'taltal p'nei mezbeach. Sorry, the other way around. The other way around. Say it again. If you say that kishata omer l'pnei Hashem, which would be the ma'arav, then you cannot do it on the south. Because l'pnei Hashem was only... Sorry? It would be too far north, and you would not be south. It's supposed to be, but if you did it all the way only on the western side, you would be doing it. So kishata omer l'pnei Hashem b'marav b'taltal el p'nei mezbeach b'darom. But kishata omer el p'nei mezbeach, if you do it by the darom, mikayam to l'pnei Hashem, you could still tweet l'pnei Hashem b'marav haketzad megish l'drom shel kerem. You bring it to the southern point of that corner, and you'll still have l'pnei Hashem, that last couple inches where it's still open to the oil. Okay, the hechal kiyamta. So how are you doing that? So Rashi explains. Amar Rashi, kasavra haitan, the lezer holes, kula mizbeach but safankai. The time mizbeach is in the north. So that corner piece is still going to be in front. If you do it if you put it on the south, that entire piece is still, even though if you hold the entire mizbeach on the north, so the southern part of the mizbeach will still be facing the olamoid, or the entrance. So, right. So my dayo, where it says dayo, what does it mean that that's enough? So we mentioned this before. Amar Rabbi Ashi itzterach, you would think that maybe the goof of the mincha itself has to touch the mizbeach. Kamash b'man, that's enough if you bring it with the kli, and the kli touches it. The ema hakanami, maybe say hakanami, maybe you really do have to bring and have the mincha itself touch the mizbeach. So amakra, the pasuk says he kriva el hakohen v'he gisha el mizbeach. It's mahakrava etzel kohen b'kli afhagasha etzel mizbeach b'kli. You're saying if it's v'kriva, they have to bring it close, and the Gisha has to touch it. So how does he bring it close? We know they bring it close, carries it in a kli. So to bring it close is with a kli, so to the touching it is with a kli as well. Right? Mahakrava eitzel kol mikli, afhagasha eitzel mizbeach bikli. And then it says, umisalek es levon osal et tzad echad. You move the levon onto one side. Why? Ki heichid lo tikmots bahadei mincha. In order that it's not included when you do the kmitza, that you don't get any of the levon inside the mincha. Ki detnan, because we have a Mishnah, I believe it's a Menachos, right, most likely. If you did kmitzvah, Allah biyado tsror, and a pebble is in there, or gargar melech, or a kernel of salt, or koret lavona, or a, I don't know, how is he types koret? Particle? Right, a particle of lavona, frank, it's puzzle, because the komets has to be, because it's choser. The komets has to take up that shear, which is, you know, that shear in the hand. If something else is in there, you don't have the full shear. So you have to make sure the lavona is not there. I guess the oil is part of it, because we said we take the komets from the oiled portion. Okay. The komets yimakom shenisraba shamna, the next part of the braisa. We take the kmitza from the place where there is more oil. So how do we know that the kohen has to take it from that place, from the mixture that has really mixed well with the oil? Dixiv, the pasuk says, for pasuk, it's komets misham milokumso, misalta umishamna, migirsa umishamna. So, see that you were taken from, it says, you komets misalta umishamna, from the solus and from the oil, and it has to be migirsa when you're makter it. Oh, that's the next pasuk. It's vehikter akonis eskarosam migirsa mishamna. The Torah is not supposed to take the shemen with it. Migirsa mishamna comes with it. Okay. So the Bryce then continued. We finish up over here. The nos name the so klishares umikachol beklishares. Then you take the komets and you put it into a klishares, and it becomes holy in the klisharis. Solemnly, why do I need to be mekadesh into a klisharis? Hakitchechad zimna. The entire mincha was already hukdash into a klisharis. Now I'm taking out the komets, and I got to re-put it into another klisharis to make it holy. Already, that portion was already holy in the previous kli. So Gemara says, midi dahave adam. We mentioned before, the korban mincha is similar, it has similar characteristics, or we make it similar to the akravas of behema. So the komets is like the dam. And dam, even though the blood itself became kodesh, ready when it was shechted with the knife of the we're doing the shechita with. Yes, the knife is a klisharis. Hadar mekachel be klisharis. Nevertheless, you capture it into a klisharis. So too here, just like the mincha was already kodesh in a klisharis, when we take out a portion, when you take today you took out the blood, here we take out the komets, it has to be put back again into a klisharis. Okay, so we'll continue discussing the Bryce. Oh, do one more line. We'll do one more line. Umilakit es levonasa v'noksna agabav, and then you take the levona and you put it on, before you put the komets onto the mizbeach, you put the levona on top of the komets. To the ksev, the pasuk says, Ves kol levona asher al hamincha hikdir mizbeach. So it says clearly that the levona is on the mincha and then it's brought onto the mizbeach. Okay, we will stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.